God lives and works today. These joyous words echo throughout heaven. But why do so many of our hearts remain silent to His praise? If we only knew what power lies hidden in the true song of praise. If you long to understand and have this power, listen to today's meditation by Basilea Schlink.
The life of an overcomer who dwells in the glory of heaven is characterized by praise and thanksgiving, by song and worship. What makes an overcomer so happy? His heart and thoughts are always directed towards the center of heaven, the triune God. This causes him to burst forth ever anew into song and worship. Our praise and songs of thanksgiving here on earth are a reflection of the lives of the blessed, and so our lives too should be characterized by this great joy.
Let all the
Whenever we're sad or oppressed by mountains of worries, the best help for us is to begin to give thanks and to praise. Now's the time to apply the words of Psalm 108, verse 2. Awake, O harp and lyre! Especially when we have no desire to pray, our prayers of praise and thanksgiving contain a special blessing. They're prayers without spiritual pleasure, which we have when we sense the Holy Spirit driving us to prayer and praise. They're prayers into which a sacrifice has been laid, prayers of overcoming. Therefore, as a sacrifice of praise, they're very precious to the Lord. For when we begin to praise the omnipotence of God, our mountains of worries begin to disintegrate. When we begin to sing that He's merciful and gracious, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, as He once revealed to Moses, we will find comfort in every affliction. We will be reminded ever anew that God's love can't and won't let us down. He always has a way out of all our difficulties. Therefore, let's praise God's goodness, proclaiming in many different ways that His thoughts for us are only love. Then our hearts will become joyful. Yes, through praise we will become overcomers, and will be able to rejoice one day at His throne as His redeemed. For we will have learned on earth how to overcome suffering and distress, temptations and all our difficulties through the true song of praise.
You have been listening to a program written by Basilea Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.